Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to talk more Bills football and some other matters and stories around the NFL, including the Chiefs and their game from last night, by going to the Western Hotline. Former NFL quarterback Jim Miller is going to join us. He is on Moving the Change, which could be heard weekdays from 3 to 7, SiriusXM NFL Radio. He's a guy that, when there isn't a pandemic, is always a visitor to Bills training camp for his radio show in the summer. Jim, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You guys do make the Bills camp a regular stop, so you're familiar with Josh Allen and what's been going on here offensively. Let's start there because, Jim, wouldn't you agree that what he's doing and what the Bills offense has done in the first three games is one of the bigger storylines so far in the league?
Oh, without a doubt. I think they're doing tremendous. Just while you see the growth of a young quarterback, but, you know, you credit Brandon B, you credit Sean McDermott because they put a lot of money around him. They needed, you know, he needed a supporting cast, and I think they've done that. You know, with free agency, going out and signing the guys that they have, by drafting a young Cody Ford and letting him mature on the offensive line, and then, of course, trading for Stephon Diggs and drafting a guy like Gabriel Davis. So I think they put a nice supporting cast around him. That goes for the tight end position, every position. They've really helped young Josh Allen out, and you're starting to see him blossom.
Jim, what's the progression like? We always hear about, like, especially when a quarterback comes in and plays right away like Allen did. Year one to year two, there's a growth factor. You've got that first year under the belt. You've learned a lot. What are the things you typically would notice in the third year? What's the progression level at that point for a young quarterback in the league?
Well, I think you're kind of seeing it. You kind of put it all together. The first year, you're just trying to figure things out. And Buffalo really wasn't a talented team at all. And you saw the athleticism. You saw the things he could do. He's got a big arm. Last year, I think you see a guy who understands defenses a little bit better, makes better decisions with the football, but I still think he was pressing it and trying too hard because he wants to do so well. Now you see a guy who's putting it all together. He understands defenses, understands where he's going with the football. Still think he could secure the football a little bit more because he's such a good athlete. He runs with it, and at times he coughs up the football fumbling. But he'll correct that. But he's putting it all together. That's normally what happens in year three and four, and that's when you see a quarterback's career start to take off.
He definitely has some gunslinger in him. Like, we talk about some of the throws he tries to make. He's cut down significantly on his interceptions, but he believes in his arm. And I do believe that is a good thing. I'd rather have that gunslinger mentality in my quarterback. But how do you or should you balance the gunslinger attitude, the risk-taking, with being a little more careful, or should you not? Hey, man, he's getting 30 points. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, I think you, as a quarterback, you got to weigh the risks and rewards always. If it's a got-to-have-it moment, you're going to let it loose. Whether if he's scrambling and let's say it's a third and five and it's crucial that he needs the first down, he's got to scramble and give up his body and make some decisions that maybe are a little bit reckless, but it's kind of a got-to-have-it moment. But you got to weigh those risks and rewards. You know, if it's third and 15 and he's scrambling and he knows he's only going to get 7 yards, hey, slide or get out of bounds, because at that point, there's no reason to give it up for the team in that certain moment. So he's got to weigh all those decisions. I think he is doing better. We'll wait till it's a bigger game, because I kind of thought last year in the playoff game against Houston, he kind of blew a gasket. You know, he lost his cool, he lost his composure, and really, put too much on himself that he thought he was going to do it all. And he can't do that. So he's got to survey everything and constantly make what decision is best for the team to win.
And that's why we were talking about this schedule. I mean, the Rams are good. It's just in. That was a tough game on Sunday for the Bills, and they blow the big lead. But then Allen and the offense, you know, they have the ability to put together that game-winning drive. Raiders, Titans, Chiefs, and we've been looking at this stretch of four games as a step up from the Jets and the Dolphins and learning more about this Bills offense.
Yeah, I think so. That was a big test. You're right. The Rams are a tough team. I think they're a lot better than what anybody anticipated them to be, but go look at Sean McVay's record in September and October. He's crushed it over the years, so we shouldn't be too surprised. But like you said, the quarterback and the team got themselves together. They make the key drive. They go down and score. And again, I just think that's confidence across the board. One, the Bills' offense is better built across the board. The quarterback has a great understanding of situational play, and I think that's starting to show itself. And that's a credit to Brian Daboll and the whole offensive staff that they really coached up this young quarterback who really, you know, we can talk about the athleticism of Mahomes, the athleticism of Lamar Jackson, but Josh Allen truly is probably the most athletic quarterback in the league. He can do things no other quarterback can do. He's just that physically gifted.
Jim Miller with us from SiriusXM NFL Radio. One more thing on the Bills, and then I want to get some thoughts on the other teams, specifically some of the teams in the AFC that the Bills are fighting with. And, you know, you brought up Diggs. If you look at this offense in general, Jim, and maybe specifically the receiving core, I'll even throw in, you know, the rookie Gabriel Davis, who's off to a good start. But the top three for sure, would you stack this Bills receiving group up with the best in the league at this point?
I'd say they're definitely in the top 10. You know, obviously, when you look at a team like Arizona and you trade for DeAndre Hopkins and the guys they got, Danny Isabella provides a lot of speed. And, of course, you got a Pro Football Hall of Famer in Larry Fitzgerald and what they're doing. But I definitely put the Bills in the top 10 in terms of the receiving core. You know, I'd still like them to have a dominant tight end. You know, I think your tight ends are serviceable, but they're not dominant.
Right.
If you probably got a tight end, I'd put them in the top five, definitely.
Raiders are up next for the Bills. 2-1 start. Your thoughts on what you see from Vegas so far this season?
Yeah, I think it's typical John Gruden. They've been trying to rebuild their defense, but offensively, I think Derek Carr is playing at a high level. Much like Josh Allen, they put a lot of weapons around him. They're just a little bit banged up right now with Ruggs and Edwards, their young receivers who are starting as true rookies. But you got a veteran quarterback who can bring them along. They've got a great tight end. There's a dominant tight end in Darren Waller, and I think Jacobs is an outstanding running back. So offensively, I think they're there. Defensively, as we just saw this past weekend, that's where they have their struggles. Here in New England, rush for 250 yards. So I just think that's they're not a complete team yet. They've been building. I think Mike Mack and John Gruden have done a good job to upgrade the roster. They pretty much overhauled everything, but they're not quite there yet defensively.
Bills play Kansas City in a couple of weeks, and it's always fascinating to watch Patrick Mahomes and that offense, the many weapons, the game plan, all the things they do to confuse defenses. It's a joy to watch until your team plays them. If you were going up against, I'm going to make you a defensive coordinator, if you were going up against this Chiefs offense, how do you try and defend them?
For me, I wouldn't blitz them. I think everybody witnessed that last night. I thought that was a bad game plan by the Baltimore Ravens and why they got shredded. I think you play a lot of rope-a-dope. That's kind of what the Chargers did a couple of weeks ago. You play more coverage, make them make a mistake. You know, it's okay to make them go on a 14-15 play drive, and you got to make Patrick Mahomes pick you apart, and that's okay. But at some point, maybe there's an offsides. Maybe there's a holding call. Maybe there's a fumbled snap. Maybe there's a bad exchange. Maybe they make a mistake on a 14 or 15 play drive that puts them behind the eight ball. One, you're killing clock. And two, you're keeping it or trying to keep them away from scoring and making them earn it the whole way into the end zone. And so I thought the Chargers had a really good game plan. They know them the best because they're an in-division team out there in the AFC West. And I just think that's a bad idea to blitz Patrick Mahomes. He's really good against the blitz, and I think Baltimore found that out last night.
You know, it'd be really good, too. Having two elite edge rushers, right? Bosa and Ingram. I mean, I know they were talking about Baltimore's approach last night, and L.A. was successful against them, but how many teams also can bring both guys off both edges like they do?
Yeah, Ingram's been banged up, and Bosa certainly brings a lot to the table. But, yeah, of course, it helps. You need a really good defense, and I think Buffalo does have that. Sean McDermott has proven that over the years. You were a top-five defense a year ago, and I think it's a well-coordinated unit. But, like I said, I don't think there's anything wrong with making an offense earn it. Yeah. Sometimes they make mistakes, too.
I'm going to guess, final thing for you, Jim, your overall AFC views at this point. I'm going to guess you have Kansas City number one in the conference. If that's the case, right, who's next best? Is there one team that stands out in the next best, or are there a handful of teams in that discussion?
Well, I think there's a handful of teams. I don't like, just in the AFC you're talking about, or just the entire NFL.
Just in the AFC.
Okay, just in the AFC. Probably the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they're a legitimate team. Yeah. I think they probably don't have the depth of, say, like what Baltimore has, but Pittsburgh is legit. That defense is ferocious, and Big Ben is figuring it all out. And, again, they've added more weapons to him on offense. I really like the addition of Eric Ebron to that offense and the drafting of Chase Claypool. That guy's already making waves as well, and that's going to be a really stout football team.
Okay, I have one NFC question for you, actually, because I think one of the other big stories so far this season has been everybody talking about what's up with Drew Brees. That was a big talking point since they were just on Sunday Night Football. Are you seeing anything in Drew Brees this season that you'd say, okay, there's definitely something wrong, or Father Time has for sure caught up with him?
No, I think Drew Brees is fine. They were adjusting. They lost Michael Thomas, but Drew, I thought, played really well in this last loss to the Green Bay Packers. He did everything he could do. They're just, as a team, they're not playing well overall. The defense really hasn't stepped up and played how they can play. They're making uncharacteristic mistakes in terms of penalties. You look at the fumble of Taysom Hill. I mean, Drew's got nothing to do with that when they insert Taysom Hill into the lineup. It's a really good football team. They've got a lot of depth. I thought maybe one of the things that hurt them and why they've started so slow, if you remember, out of every team, and as you mentioned, we're dealing with a pandemic, their starters, meaning their veterans, they didn't have any offseason. They didn't do virtual meetings. They didn't do anything. All Sean Payton said was show up and be in shape. And, at least other teams were talking through things or talking through concepts. And I know everything's virtual, but it's still, you're covering things. Everybody's getting on the same page, even though you're doing it virtually. And New Orleans didn't do any of that. And I think they've kind of stubbed their toe a little bit. They're still good, and they'll put it together, but I think that's why they've started so slow.
Jim Miller with us here from SiriusXM NFL Radio, moving the chains weekdays 3 to 7. If I said go green, would you say?
Say go white.
There you go. My son's a Michigan State grad. I just wanted to try it. It really does work. if you walk up to any Michigan State alum and randomly go green, and they say go white. It's a natural reaction. I just wanted to make sure it worked.
Yeah, absolutely. That's like rote memory. It's like playing quarterback. At this point, Josh Allen, 3-step, 5-step, 7-step. It's just automatic, brother.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming on our show this morning. Enjoy the rest of the season.
All right, you bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.